Today's episode, the Mount Whitney Sanitarium. For a short time in the 1920s and 30s, the Seventh-day Adventist Church operated the Mount Whitney Sanitarium just outside the town of Lone Pine. The stated purpose of the facility was to provide a place for widows and their children, orphan children, and out-of-work displaced or ill adults. The facility was operated through donations from the Seventh-day Adventist Church members. The facility was situated in a canyon on the western edge of the Alabama Hills. The property had a main house, cabins, dormitories for girls and boys, and a one-room schoolhouse. A spring and pond complemented the idyllic setting. The residents lived communal style, with a Mrs. Hoffman serving as matron and overseer. The Bible was taught in school, and the facility adhered to the teachings of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Though some goods were obtained locally, most of the supplies were sent up through the church from Southern California. The members would can fruits and vegetables obtained from their garden and those of their neighbors. Bessie Kong Pedno, who moved there in 1927 with her mother, who was employed as a nurse at the sanitarium, said everyone there knew it was just a stopping place while they healed a life challenge that was troubling them at the time. Bessie recalled that when people first arrived, they oftentimes seemed quite agitated or troubled about things, but that after a day or two, the peace and serenity afforded by the facility's beautiful location in the shadow of Mount Whitney seemed to have a very remedial effect. The facility eventually closed its doors and was sold to the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. All the buildings are gone now, and the people it served are gone or passed away. But the good that the Mount Whitney Sanitarium provided people during its short time here in the Owens Valley lives on as another one of the many tales along El Camino Sierra.